Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We have a guest, Dr. Richard Mann. He's a widely recognized leader in the treatment of nerve problems in the feet and legs, and he's developed innovative and highly effective non-surgical treatments for people suffering from numbness, tingling, burning, and pain. He's presented domestically and internationally to thousands of physicians at numerous conferences on his highly effective techniques, and he's helped many thousands of sufferers, and his techniques have been adopted by physicians internationally in their practices. And when it comes to vitamin B1 or thiamine, Dr. Mann is the man. So welcome, Dr. Mann. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Dr. Hoffman, for having me.
It's my pleasure. So what got you started on your innovative product, Zobria?
Well, I was practicing foot and leg medicine. I'm a podiatrist, and I had a patient who had terrible numbness, tingling, burning, and shooting pains, and there's very little you can do for that other than give antidepressants or other medicines that suppress nerve function, and I don't like to do that because they have significant adverse effects. And the patient went away for about 6 months to Europe. Prior to them going away, they had this terrible problem with their feet and the sensations in their feet. And when they came back, the problems were gone. And I said, what happened? And the patient told me, well, I went to Switzerland and they gave me this stuff, and this stuff made me better. And I asked the question I think everybody would ask, which was, what's the name of that stuff?
What the heck is it? Yeah.
Yeah. And it turned out it was a very strong, very highly absorbable, bioactive, potent form of vitamin B1. And that really changed my life because I did a lot of research on it. I assembled a group of pathologists to look up the safety. I read everything I could on it. And it turned out that vitamin B1 deficiency is a significant problem, very under-recognized, and the symptoms of vitamin B1 deficiency are quite multiple and varied, but primarily the first presenting symptom, at least that I saw, was numbness, tingling, burning, and shooting pains in the feet and legs. And when I gave this form of vitamin B1, which is a specialized form, which we've incorporated into Zobria, called benfotiamine, I'd get relief in my patients in 30 days. And it was consistent. It was 30 days. And it turns out, now that I know more about the metabolism of B1, that's how long it takes to restore levels of B1 in people who are deficient or have insufficient amount of vitamin B1. And that's been consistent, and we've been using this for many, many years, and it works rather brilliantly, and as such, I created Zobria to help people suffering from this problem.
If for the sake of argument, why can't you take just an ordinary B-complex or a multivitamin that contains some thiamine? Isn't that enough?
Well, it doesn't work. No, first off, no, it's not enough, and it doesn't work because there's not enough thiamine involved. And it turns out that the pathology in many people, especially alcoholics and elderly people, has to do with the inability to absorb thiamine in its common form, the water-soluble thiamine that you get in pills or in multivitamins. There's an inability to absorb it because of damage that was done to the mechanism by which you intake thiamine from the intestines and the stomach. These are thiamine transporters, and many times they don't work properly, and they only transport a water-soluble form of thiamine. The key ingredient in Zobria is a fat-soluble form of thiamine that gets absorbed via passive diffusion and gets your thiamine levels up very high rapidly and reverses the thiamine deficiency or insufficiency. A note on this, though, is that this is extraordinarily safe stuff. This has been around for many, many, many years, used internationally, and its safety profile is very, very impressive. No significant adverse effects associated, nothing in the literature of significance. And in my experience, using this for many, 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 many years, this is very, very safe. So we ended up with a very safe, very effective way of reversing thiamine deficiency, and it works rapidly within a month's time because you can restore thiamine levels within a month, and you'll know if it's helping you or not within a month's time.
You know, the brain is one big collection of nerves, and I wonder if there may be some application of B1 for, you know, various types of brain problems, you know, poor memory, brain fog, et cetera. Is it conceivable that people who experience those symptoms could respond to B1?
Yes, you're quite right. The brain is a very, very large collection of neurons, the most complicated thing we know of in the universe, by the way. And it takes a lot of energy to run the brain. The blood output from your heart, 20% of it goes to the brain, and the brain is only 2% of your body mass. So it's projected that neurons in the brain, or neurons in general, use 10 times more energy than other cell types. And energy is produced in the body in the form of ATP. It's a molecule that's really the energy currency. And ATP is not produced in any quantity whatsoever without vitamin B1 or thiamine. So people who are thiamine deficient tend to have brains that don't work as effectively. This is very common in alcoholics. It's called Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome. It's a medical emergency. And it's a result of lack of thiamine, which is actually lack of energy availability to the brain. But people who drink modestly or perhaps more than they should, two or three drinks a day, and men, maybe one less, and women, they tend to go into thiamine deficiency and insufficiency, and they feel when this is reversed, they often feel much more clarity, more focus. They can remember things they had used to. It actually, when treating people with numbness, tingling, burning, and shooting pains in their feet and legs with the Zobria, which has this specialized form of thiamine in it. When treating people with it, you make them better with respect to the sensation in their feet. And then those who have the etiology is alcoholism or have low levels of thiamine, they very often report that they have much more clarity and more focus and that they are able to think more clearly.
Do people with abnormal blood levels of glucose have more trouble assimilating and utilizing B1? Is that part of the problem?
Yes, it is. Glucose is metabolized into ATP in the cell, and the thiamine is essential for that. So if you have high levels of glucose, your thiamine requirements are much greater. Diabetics are very well documented to be vitamin B1 deficient. A study came out about 15 years ago where they looked at vitamin B1 levels in type 1 and type 2 diabetics, and it turns out they have significant thiamine deficiency, and clinically we see this all the time. And reversing the thiamine deficiency that is endemic or highly common in the population of diabetics tends to do quite well with respect to the nerve dysfunction that we're talking about with this burning, tingling, numbness, and shooting pains of the feet and legs. I'd like to make another point also. Numbness is really a very, very difficult symptom to reverse. It has to do with the nerve not working properly, and it's very, very common. It's one of the most common symptoms of thiamine deficiency. And quite pleasantly, many patients think that they have increased sensation after taking a product like Zobria for a month's time because the nerves are working properly now. And other products on the market for this sort of problem tend to suppress the nervous system. They're medicines. They're anticonvulsants.
They can make you drowsy, et cetera. Yeah, the whole thing.
And they have significant side effects. But they suppress nervous system function, and very often the main problem is numbness.
Yeah.
And the only way you can reverse numbness that I'm aware of in any significant manner is by restoring thiamine levels.
Which is dangerous because it messes up your gait. You actually, your footfalls become awkward, and you can damage your feet inadvertently. You can create chronic foot problems, as you well know as a podiatrist. You know, the so-called Charcot joints that people have with loss of sensation are due to, you know, loss of sensation, not necessarily associated with pain or tingling, just loss.
It's a very, very insidious and dangerous symptom. Numb feet are the most common thing we find in people who end up going for amputations. What happens is you don't feel your feet. You're walking in an unusual manner because you don't have a great sense of where the floor is or how your foot is hitting the shoe or how your gait is progressing. And that numbness leads you to put pressure on unusual spots in your foot more than would normally be the fact. And you don't feel it because you have numbness in your feet. And many times, the first time you notice there's a problem is when you see blood on your sock, and people are surprised, there's blood on my sock. And since they don't have pain, there's a great number of people who just don't run to the doctor. Either they can't afford it or for whatever reason, and when they end up getting into the office,
they're in trouble.
Their bones are infected, and it leads to a terrible sequelae, and the worst case scenario on that generally is an amputation. And often numbness in your feet.
We don't want to get there. All right, so our call to action is that there's a special offer available to our intelligent medicine listeners. Visit Zobria.com, that's Zobria.com, and you can enter coupon code Hoffman at checkout. Get 20% off your order. So also, I want to mention that we did a more extensive podcast where we did a real deep dive on vitamin B1 with Dr. Mann. So check it out at drhoffman.com. You can get a more in-depth look at Zobria. And Dr. Mann, how much of this stuff do you need to take, and how long before you get results?
Well, if you take it appropriately, as the instructions on the bottle say, it would be 2 capsules twice a day. That's 4 capsules a day. That's 1 bottle, actually, and you take that for the first month. And in that time, you've restored your thiamine levels. If you have going to get better, generally you get better within a month, and most people have significant improvement. After that, you need a maintenance dose, which is 2 capsules a day. So you're on it for as long as you want to keep having thiamine levels adequate in your body. But what we found is many times when people stop taking it, the symptoms come back in a month.
Come back. They need to maintain it. Yeah, maintenance. All right, look, I'm tremendously excited about this innovation because it could really bring relief to many of our listeners. So check out Zobria.com. Enter coupon code Hoffman at checkout, and you get 20% off your order. Zobria.com. Thanks, Dr. Mann, for joining us.
Thank
I'm
you
Dr.
So
Ronald
much
Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.